My friends, in this video, I'm doing kind of this walking video because it is such an amazing, amazing place here, the House of the Virgin Mary. I can see the moon right here, the mountains over here, the sunset over here, people, thousands of people coming to visit the House of the Virgin Mary. It is really quite spectacular. It is so amazing. This is a place where miracles happen, and in today's video, we will talk about that. Join me in today's video. So my friends, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary. Please support me with your prayers and finances if you can. At least pray for me. And so I want to talk about the miracles that happen here at the House of the Virgin Mary. So first of all, once they found the house and they established it and Sister Marie and the priest and the local church began supporting it and doing all these different things, it became a shrine that Muslims and Christians and everyone came to visit. So obviously, at pretty much every Marian shrine, there are miracles that happen. Amazing things that happen. What were some of these things that were happening? So first of all, one of the main things that they found with the House of the Virgin Mary was a spring. There was a spring of water, and that's why they picked that house for her to live, because she needed a source of water, which was difficult to find in this area. So that spring of water was keeping all the plants alive and everything like that. So when they came and made this a shrine, people would come and drink the water, and like at Lourdes, like at Fatima, like at many other places, people would be healed from this water. I will try to bring some water home. Maybe I can share some with you. I can't promise anything, but the water that springs forth from under the house, because it's sourced from under where the house is miraculous. Another thing that they would do is there used to be kind of like shavings or dust or dirt that was inside the house, and they would take that and apply that to their bodies or ingest it or do different things with it or mix it with the water, and people would be healed from it. Also, there is this wall where they have cloths and things like that that are signs and kind of requests for prayers. They do this in many other places. They do this in India. I've seen it there. They do it here. And these are requesting the Virgin Mary for prayers, but also signs that their prayers have been answered. And so you see thousands of prayers that have been answered and requests simply just by being there and by praying. People come here in droves. It is so amazing to see that. On a personal testimony, I will share with you miracles already that the Blessed Virgin Mary has done for us. So first of all, when we got here, we did not have a way to get to transport. We had a taxi that took us from the airport to here. But once you're here, it's difficult to get a taxi up and down the house to Ephesus and all around. There was no cars to be rented at all because they are in a holiday season for the Muslims. They are actually celebrating a 4-day holiday. And so because of that, all the cars were taken up. The cars that were available were like $200 a day. So my wife and I started praying and we asked the Blessed Mother, please help us to find a car that we can rent so that we can get around, because if not, we can't go every day to your house. If not, we can't go to Mass. It's going to be very complicated. We prayed. I looked up. We found for $60 a day this amazing Mercedes. And I drive a very simple car when I'm at home. But we found this amazing Mercedes that we've been driving. It's practically brand new. And we knew Mercedes, Mary, she was the one who provided it for us. So unbelievable that we were able to find that. Second thing is, there is not any daily Mass celebrated at all in this area. Everyone here has stopped being Christian. They are Muslims. The Christians have gone somewhere else, like to Greece, Greek Orthodox, or up in Istanbul. So there are no daily Masses or churches here where the House of the Virgin Mary is. But there is a priest here with two brothers and two religious sisters that live here. They told us to contact them, and they celebrate Mass after the shrine closes. I talked to Father Roberto, and I asked him, can we please stay with you after the shrine closes and have Mass with you? And he said, of course. He is from Romania. So he let my wife and I stay with them to pray the rosary towards the end of the closing time and daily Mass with them. We are able to have Mass with them every day in the House of the Virgin Mary that can only fit about 8 people. So we have a private Mass, my wife and me, the priest, the two brothers, and the two sisters every day at 6:15. It is so amazing. And then we have time to stay afterwards when no one is around the whole shrine and pray there. We pray what the Virgin Mary prayed We prayed the Mass where she celebrated the Mass with the Apostles. We kneel where she slept, where she died. It is unbelievable. She has blessed us so much by getting that car, by allowing us to have so many encounters, especially through the Mass. So my friends, this is so much a place of miracles. The House of the Virgin Mary is a place where miracles happen. You need to come here. There's another video that I have that explains to you how do you even get here. Come here. Miracles will happen to you if you come here. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this video. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.